Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, and we will begin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara Yayin Menolon. From where do we know that Yayin Nesach is Osa Bahanol? And we have here a Machlokes Rishonim on how to understand this Gemara. Rashi understands the Gemara that Chazal said, as we learned in the Mishnah, on top of this Amud, that Stam Yayin is also Bahano. And now the Gemara wants to know, from where do we know that Yayin Nesach is also Bahano, that we should say that Stam Yayinom is also also Bahano. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi's Pshat, because Tosfos says that we're going to learn later in our Perek, that the reason Chazal said that Stam Yenom is Osir is because Mishum Bnei Seyem. Chazal were concerned for intermarriage with the Akum, and that's why they said Stam Yenom is Osir. So that's the reason. So therefore Tosfos explains as follows, that by right Chazal understood that we should have only said that Stam Yenom is Osir B'shtiya, that Stam Yenom should be prohibited from drinking, not Osir Bahanol. Why did Chazal say that Stam Yenom is not only Osir in drinking, but it's even Osir Bahanol? Because Chazal were concerned that there should be no confusion between Stam Yenom and Yayin Nesach. So now the Gemara wants to know, where do we know that Yayin Nesach is Osir Bahanol, that we should now therefore say that not only is Yayin Nesach Osir, but Stam Yenom is also Osir Bahanol? The Ran takes a very similar approach. He says that what Chazal were concerned, that if we're going to say that Stam Yenom is Mutter Bahano and Yayin Nesach is Osir Bahano, people may come to be confused and treat Stam Yenom and Yayin Nesach the same way. In order to avoid that confusion, Chazal said that Stam Yenom should be Osir Bahano. But that is based on the fact that we want to understand that Yayin Nesach, that we understand that Yayin Nesach is Osir Bahano. So the Gemara wants to know, from where do we know that Yayin Nesach is Osir Bahano, that we should say the same din applies to Stam Yenom? What will be the nafka mina between these different understanding of the Gemara of the Rishonim? The nafka mina will be in a situation where Yayin Nesach is not commonly found. If we're going to say that the entire Isser of Stam Yenom is only a Gzeir because of Yayin Nesach, so in a place where Yayin Nesach is not commonly found, there would be no reason to prohibit Stam Yenom because of Yayin Nesach. Indeed, therefore, according to the explanation of Rashi or of the Ran, the halacha would be that maybe Bizman Azeh Stam Yenom is only Osir B'shtiya, but not Osir Bahano. But if we follow the other approach, that once Chazal make a Gzeirah, they treat the Gzeirah the same way, or we follow Tosfos' approach, where Tosfos suggested that Stam Yenom is Osir because of Bnei Seyem, and once Chazal said because of Bnei Seyem, they didn't want to differentiate, it could well be that the halacha would be that even Stam Yenom, even this man Azeh, would be Osir Bahano. So ask the Gemara again, Yayin Menolon, from where do we know that Stam Yenom, that Yayin Nesach is Osir Bahano? So Mefarshim ask, what's the Gemara's question, how we know that Yayin Nesach is Osir Bahano? Doesn't the Torah say that anything that's brought for Avodah Zorah is Osir Bahano? And this Yayin Nesach, we know, is brought for Avodah Zorah. So what's the Gemara's question? So Mefarshim answer, two answers. One answer is that there's a difference between something which is brought as a carbon and something which is Yayin Nesach, which is just poured on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zorah. Or another nafka mina that the Mefarshim suggest is that something which is brought as a carbon for Avodah Zorah is only Osir in a situation where the Avodah Zorah is present. But if the Avodah Zarah is not actually present, it will not be Aser Bahanoah. Whereas something that's Aser because of Yayin Nesach, it makes no difference if it was poured in front of the Avodah Zarah or not in front of the Avodah Zarah. Under all circumstances, it will be considered. Under all circumstances, it will be considered Yayin Nesach. Rabbi Bavur, Amakra. The pasuk says, "Ashechelu zvochem yechelu yishtu yayin nesicham." So the Torah is comparing Avodah Zarah to Yayin Nesach to a carbon brought for Avodah Zarah. Ma zevach osbana, just like we know a carbon brought for Avodah Zarah is osbahana, so too, says the Gemara, is the din regarding af yayin nema osbahana. Ask the Gemara in zevach kufim minolon, and from where do we know that a carbon brought for Avodah Zarah is osbahana? Answers the Gemara, the Ksiv, the pasuk says, the Yitzamdu Leval Pa'or, the Yoichlu Zivche Mason. The Torah compares their worshipping the Avodah Zarah to Zivche Mason, to teach us, Ma Mace Osbahano, just like a mace is Osbahano, Av Zevach Nami Osbahano, so too is the regarding a carbon brought on Avodah Zarah. And ask the Gemara, or mace kufim minola, and how do we know that a mace is osur bahano? Answers the Gemara, ask yisham sham yaglarufa. We learn exer shava from eglarufa. Ksiv hasam, regarding the eglarufa, the Torah uses the words, v'tamash, regarding misa, the Torah uses the words, v'tamash sham miriam. V'ksiv hasam, for or for shamas egla benachol, regarding the egla rufa, ma lahalon osbano, just like the egla rufa is osbano, afkan, so too is the mace osbano. Ask the Gemara of a hosmanolam, and how do we know that the egla rufa is osbano? Answers the Gemara, Amri de Beir Rabbanai, kapara ksibik v'kotshim. The Torah uses the words kapara, just like it uses by all kotshim. And we know that kotshim are osbahana. So too, egla ruf is osbahana, and that's how we learn all the other halachas. The question that the Mefarshim discuss is that our Gemara clearly paskins, and so of course is the halacha, that a mace is osbahana. The question is that strictly a mace that's a Yisrael, or will the same din apply by a mace that's an Akum? It's a Machloikis HaRishonim. Some Rishonim say that a mace Akum is Os Osbahana. Others say it's limited strictly to a mace that's Yisrael. Lahalocha, the Poskim say that we should treat a mace Akum, we should treat a mace Akum L'chumra, and not have Hano. However, the Poskim do discuss a situation where we have to be Nena from a mace. The most common question is that we have to take an organ from a mace. The Poskim say, based on our Gemara, it's preferable to take the organ from a mace that's an Akum versus a mace that's Yisrael, given that we have a question what is considered more Osbah, given that clearly a mace Yisrael's Osbano, it's not clear what the halacha is regarding a mace Akum. Continues the Gemara. V'chaymet shalayt g'chavim, shaymet chalas yayin. The Mishnah said that vinegar of the Akum that was originally wine remains prohibited. Asked the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious that so is the halacha. Mishum de'echmetz, if this wine was wine of the Akum, which is Osir, so just because it became sour and became vinegar, Pakalei Isura, does the Isser fall away? Once it was Osir, it remains Osir. So what is the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara. So Taisu says, the Gemara could have given an answer, that let's say a Jew had wine, and then he turned that wine into vinegar, and now the Akum took that wine. That even though the halacha is that the wine taken from a Jew by an Akum, and the Akum touches it, the wine becomes Asur. Here, this wine will not become Asur by the Akum, because by the Akum touching it, because the Akum took it when it's already vinegar. That's really the answer that the Gemara could have given, suggests Taisus. But the Gemara, Taisus says, the Gemara gives us another answer, which is also a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, Ha'as Lishminen, what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is, the Chaymet Shalonu B'yat Oiv T'Kachavim, our vinegar, when it's by the Akum, the halacha is, Ein Tzar Chaysim T'ay Chaysim, it doesn't require a double seal. As we will learn in Mitzvah Shem later in our parak, extensively, that the halacha is that under certain circumstances, wine, under many circumstances, wine that's left by the Akum, in order for it not to become usur, requires a double seal. Vinegar, wine vinegar, doesn't require a double seal. And the Gemara explains why. Imishum in Suchi, if our concern is that the Akum will use it for Nesach, will use it to pour on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, that concern doesn't exist here. Loi Menaschi, they don't pour vinegar for Avodah Zarah. Vimishum Achlufi, and if our concern is that he's going to perhaps exchange his low-grade, inferior vinegar for our better vinegar, that too is not a concern. Kivan dikachaisim, once there's even just one seal on it, like Tarach Mazayif, that requires already more of a effort to switch, and we're not chayshid that that's something that the Akum would do. So Taisus points out, however, from Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not quite clear what is considered vinegar, that our Gemara is saying that by vinegar there is no concern of stam yenam. Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Rishonim do point out the following, that if it's so vinegary that when it's poured on the ground it bubbles, that everybody will agree that it's considered vinegar. Furthermore, if from when it turned into vinegar 12 months have passed, that too, say the Rishonim, everybody will agree is considered vinegar. Furthermore, the Ritva says that if the wine was specifically made with the intention that it not be used as wine, but it was made as vinegar, that too, say the Paiskim, will not be considered in the category of wine, even according to Benet Tam, will certainly be considered vinegar and not have the din of Stam Yenam. Continues the Gemara. Amravula, Shanina. We've learned Yain Mavosho, Shloiv de Kachavim, Shayim et Chilosa Yain. If you have wine that an Akum cooked, it was originally regular wine, and then it became, then the guy cooked it, Osir, it remains Osir. Ask them Rapshita, of course, so is the Halacha. What is the Chiddush? Mishum de Ifshel, because it got cooked, Pakalei Asura, is it no longer Osir? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Ha'asol Shminin. What the Brice is teaching us is that Yayim Mavoshel Shalanu, if we have wine that's Mavoshel, B'yad of the Kavim, normally as we're learning, if a guy touches wine, it becomes Osir. Says the Gemara that that rule doesn't apply by Yayim Mavoshel. And the Halacha will be, similarly, that Ein Tzar Chaysim Etay Chaysim. A double Chaysim will not be required. For why? Because if our concern is Mishimin Suchi, if we're concerned that the guy will pour, that this wine will be poured, says the Gemara, Favai de Zara, Leimanaschi. They don't use Yayin Mevoshel for their Avai de Zara. And again, Vimishim Echlufi, and if the concern is that they're going to substitute our better quality, they're going to take their low quality wine and exchange it for their low quality wine, says the Gemara, once there's one seal on it, like Tarach Mazayif, they won't do so, and therefore we need not to be concerned. And this Gemara is the basis for the famous heter of Yayim Mevoshel. The cooked wine, there is no concern of Yayim Mevoshel, of Yayim Nesach or Stam Yenam. However, there are two very important machlokes rishonim in this Gemara, and trying to understand what exactly is considered, why first is Yain Mevushal not subject to the halachas of Stam Yainam or Yain Nesach. One explanation, which is really quite explicit in the words of the Gemara, is because since this wine is not used for Avodah Zarah, any wine that's not used for Avodah Zarah, Chazal were not concerned, should be considered also. Another pshat is that the Rosh suggests that since it's uncommon, it was uncommon in the times of Chazal to have Yayin Nesach, anything that's uncommon, Chazal did not make the gzeirah of Yayin Nesach. Another explanation is that it's inferior quality wine, and since it's inferior quality wine, Chazal didn't said that the rules of Stam Yenom don't apply. Another Machloikus Rishonim is exactly what is considered Mevushal. Some Rishonim say, there are two opinions in the Rishonim that are very similar to each other, that if the wine is cooked, and some say it has to be cooked to the degree that it had some evaporation, that is considered Yayin Mevushal. It had to be Resicha, it had to be cooked. However, other Rishonim take the approach that it has to be diminished in quality, that the quality of the wine has to go down because of the cooking, and then it's going to be considered Yayin Mevushal. The nafkamina between all of these approaches in the Rishonim is the question which comes up quite often, which the Paiskim discuss, is that many wines that we have nowadays, and almost all grape juice, that we have, are pasteurized. And the question is the pasteurization going to make that the wine should be considered Yayin Mevushal? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Yoshev take a strict approach, and they feel that Yayin Mevushal, that pasteurized wine or pasteurized grape juice, is not going to be considered Yayin Mevushal. And the basis of their opinion is because pasteurization is done in a closed loop. And since pasteurization is done in a closed loop, that prevents that even when you're doing the flash pasteurization, none of the wine really evaporates. And furthermore, the quality of the wine doesn't diminish. Given those two reasons, they say that pasteurized wine will not fall into the category of Yayin Mevushal. And Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to say that even if there are people that seem to claim that they could tell the difference between pasteurized wine and non-pasteurized wine, and that pasteurized wine is not of the same quality as non-pasteurized wine, he says, first of all, most people can't tell the difference. So even if you'll find some people that can't tell the difference, their opinion really isn't going to make that much of a difference. Furthermore, he says, you could have that discussion regarding wine, because wine is not always pasteurized, but grape juice, which by definition is always pasteurized. The reason grape juice is pasteurized is because if you won't pasteurize and kill the bacteria in the grape juice, there's a concern that the grape juice will sour, will ferment. So therefore, he says, certainly there is no such thing as non-pasteurized grape juice. And by grape juice, pasteurization will not create a situation of bishul. Because most of the reasons we've given don't apply. It doesn't diminish. It isn't poor quality. Ramosha is of the opinion that wine that's pasteurized, grape juice that's pasteurized, are considered mevushal. And furthermore, he is of the opinion that it doesn't have to be mala resicha. It doesn't have to come to a boil to be considered pasteurized. Even if it's at the point where it reaches Yat Soledes, it's already considered Yayin Mevushal. However, as we know in Halacha, there is a wide range of what is considered Yayin Mevushel. So Rav Moshe's opinion here is that as far as we have to take the strictest opinion of Yad Shaledes, and therefore it has to be 175 degrees to be considered Mevushel. There's in this also interesting machloikis between Rav Moshe and the Tzeil Merov. Rav Moshe, as we just quoted, is of the opinion that if it's Mevushel to 175 degrees Fahrenheit, it's considered Mevushel. The Tzeil Merov, very much in line with what we quoted the Rishonim as teaching us, says that it has to be Mevushel to be Ma'ala Resicha. It has to come to a boil. A boil, we know, is 212. What this creates is an interesting machloikis between Rav Moshe and Tzeil Merov, which each one has a kula and a chumra. According to Rav Moshe, grape juice that's pasteurized already at 175 degrees will be considered mevushel, and the problems that we're discussing now about stam yenom will not be there. On the other hand, the halacha is the lechatchila for kiddush and for dalakaisis, yayin mevushel should not be used, and therefore according to Rav Moshe, grape juice should not lechatchila be used for kiddush and dalakaisis. On the other hand, according to Tzeil Merov, since the grape juice is not pasteurized at the boiling point, it can be used l'chatchila for kiddush and havdalah. It's not considered yayin mevushel, but you will have the problem that we're discussing of stam yenom, of a guy touches your grape juice that isn't pasteurized at a boiling point. Another interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss is what is considered mevushel? Must the first be wine, and only after it's wine, then the bishul, if it's cooked, the isser of stam yenom, as our Gemara teaches us, falls away? Or will the halacha be that even if it's pasteurized, even if it's cooked before it was turned into wine, which is very common, the case by raisins, if they want to make raisin juice, what they do is they first cook up the raisins so it should be easier to extract the juice. But it's not really only by raisins. So is the case, sometimes by wine, by grapes. If they want to avoid a problem of stam yenom, of maga akum, what they do is they cook up the grapes, but this is long before it ever became wine. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that if it's cooked before it, even if it's cooked before it's turned into wine, it's just in the grape, when it's just grapes or raisins, it's already considered mevushel, and the problem of stam yenom is alleviated. Tana Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Yayim mevushel v'aluntis shlav de kachavim. The yayim mevushel and the luntis of the akum, says the Gemara, asur. Aluntis kibriyasa, but aluntis and its original case muteris is mutar. Here we have machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What is the definition of aluntis kibriyasa? Rashi says that aluntis kibriyasa means that if you have aluntis, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, is a kind of drink that has a number of ingredients, including wine, that if wine is one of the ingredients of a meichel or a mish or mashka, that doesn't have the din of stam yenom. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds that the definition of aluntis kibriyasa is as follows: that if you're at the home of an akum and he serves you aluntis and he takes the aluntis out of the barrel, says Tosfos that even though, as we're learning now, they typically would leave wine, they would typically put wine in the aluntis, but Tosfos says that the wine that they would put into the aluntis was not, they would not put it in when it was kept in the barrel, because the wine in the barrel of aluntis would ruin the aluntis. So therefore, even if you're sitting in the home of an akum and he's serving you aluntis kibriyosoi straight out of the barrel materes, because you can be certain that he didn't put wine into that aluntis. Ask the Gemara of Ezi aluntis, what exactly is aluntis? Says the Gemara, Ketanya Gav Shabbos. We know, we just learned the other day, that in Shabbos, refuah is asur. And the aloch is, says the Brisa regarding Shabbos, asur and the mulim can be drank, can be ingested on Shabbos. Ve'noisin aluntus, but not aluntus. Ezan lulim, ve'ez aluntus. And lulim is yayin, udvash, a pepper, and wine, honey, and pepper. Aluntus is yayin yoshan, it's old wine. The Gemara Masechta Basra explains that old wine is something that's at least 2 years old. Maim tzlulim, the Gemara explains, is water that was drawn and then left to sit, so all of the dirt in the wine settles to the bottom and then it's filtered out. Vafashman is balsam oil. Davulim bei mesusa, that they would make this for somebody who came out of a bathhouse and gets very hot, this would cool him off. So why is there a difference in Shabbos between Elmulin and Eluntus? Because Alochi, as we just said, is that on Shabbos we may not take something which is a refuah. However, if something is taken in Shabbos as a refuah, which that food is a machal brim, is a food that healthy people eat, the example we always use is chicken soup. If somebody is eating chicken soup because he thinks it's going to make him healthy, but chicken soup is not only eaten by people who aren't well, so chicken soup may be eaten on Shabbos by everyone, even if somebody's eating the chicken soup because he's not well. But something which is used only for refuah is also. El mulin is a machal brim. Not only people who are not well take the mulin, and therefore everybody may eat and mulin on Shabbos. Eluntus, on the other hand, is only taken by people who are not well, and therefore may not be eaten, taken on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tavayu, Yain Mozuk, diluted wine, Ein by Mishum Gilui. There is no concern of Gilui of uncovered liquid. As we're going to learn in our Gemara, in the times of Chazal specifically, liquid beverages that were left uncovered would not be allowed to be drank afterwards. The reason being, we need to be concerned that perhaps a snake came and drank from that uncovered liquid, and therefore it becomes usur. According to many opinions, it becomes usur to drink that liquid midaraisa because of vishmatim oid lenafshay seichem. The paiskim, the chsam seifer, another paiskim make a very interesting distinction. They say, we know the halacha is that when it comes to issa v'heter, there's a concept of a bittel b'roiv, bittel b'shishim. Says the Chassam Sofer that will not be the halacha regarding gilui. When it comes to gilui, the Torah teaches us there's a concept of bittel, but the Torah only teaches us the concept of bittel regarding issa v'heter. The Torah doesn't teach us the concept of bittel regarding something which is a sakana, chamira sakanta miyisura, and therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, we can't rely on bittul by something which is osur because of a sakana. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishayim, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that nowadays we don't have to necessarily be concerned about liquids that are left uncovered, since we don't live amongst snakes, so we don't have to worry that a snake and put its venom into that liquid. However, there are many paiskim, the Gra, the Shla in the name of his father, say that even Bizman Azeh, we have to be concerned about Gilui. Because every takona and gzeir of Chazal, they explain, doesn't only have the obvious reason. The obvious reason, as we know, why liquids left uncovered may not be drunk are because of the snake venom. There are other reasons that Chazal did not necessarily disclose to us, and therefore anything Chazal said that we shouldn't drink because of sakana, that halacha remains forever. In fact, the Rishonim ask, how could anyone suggest that there is no concern of Gilui Bizman Azeh? We've learned many times in the Gemara that Dovash and Nasa B'minyan, any rule that Chazal established, Tzorich Minyan Acha Liatiroi, cannot just be abolished without another group equal in stature abolishing it. So once Chazal taught us there's an Isser of Giloy, how can we know, how can we not follow that Isser? So some Rishonim suggest that when Chazal originally made the rule of Giloy, they only made it in a place where there are snakes. In a place where there are no snakes, there's no Isser. Along the same line, some Rishonim explain that Chazal said that the Isser is not just a blanket Isser. It's an Isser because we're concerned that a snake drank from it. And a place where we have no concern that a snake drank from it, the Isser doesn't apply. Yet another explanation that I saw from some Mefarshim is, as our Gemara is going to teach us, that let's say we have good reason to believe that a snake did not drink from this, we need not to be concerned. Say the Mefarshim that nowadays, and the Gemara is going to give an example, let's say somebody's watching this liquid, that nobody should drink from it, we need not be concerned. Say the Mefarshim that nowadays every liquid, even left uncovered, is in that category, and therefore we need not be concerned, and it must be the drunk. So says the Gemara, Rav Rav Yoshtam Tavai Yayim Mozuk, diluted wine, Eimah Mishim Gili. Here too is a machloikis, exactly what is considered diluted. Some say diluted means to a ratio of 3 to 1, and some say water to wine, some say a ratio of 2 to 1, water to wine. Yayim Avushal, continues the Gemara, Eimah Mishim Nisach. As we've been learning, Yayim Avushal, there is no Isser of Nisachon. It's interesting to note that Rashi, if we look in the words of Rashi, where Rashi teaches us that Yayin Mavush Enve Mishum Nisach, Rashi seems to say that they're not Osa Bahano, which would seem to mean that Rashi is of the opinion that it is Osa to drink Yayin Mavush of an Akum. But we're going to soon see that perhaps we have arrived from the Gemara not that way. Ask the Gemara, Ibailu, Yayin Mavush Yesh B'Mishum Gilui. What is the halacha regarding cooked wine, regarding the question of gilui? Is there issue of gilui on cooked wine or ein b'mishum gilui? Toshma, Heid Rav Yaakov Idi Ayayim Avishal, he taught us she'ein b'mishum gilui, that there is no concern of gilui by Yayim Avishal. Says the Gemara, Rav Yani Ber Shmuel Cholish, Rav Yani Ber Shmuel got ill. Al Gabei Rav Shmuel Ben Zeru Rav L'Shiyon Bei. Rav Shmuel Ben Zeru and the Rabbanim went to visit him. Yosef come by Eloi, and they asked him this very question. Yayim Avushal, yesh b'mishum gilui, or ein b'mishum gilui? Amalei Rishmo ben Zirut, so he responded, Hach amar b'shim ben Lokish b'shim gavi rabba. He said over in the name of a great person, or manner of Chia, that Yayim Avushal, ein b'mishum gilui. Amalei, Nismach, so they asked Rishmo ben Zirut, can we rely on this report? Machvalei Rabbiyana bar Yishmol, so Rabbiyana bar Yishmol motioned to them, alive at Savorei, I take responsibility that you could rely on this Pesach Halacha. Says the Gemara, Shmuel v'Avlet Haviyasvi. Shmuel v'Avlet were sitting together. Aisel kamay chamer v'ashla. Cooked wine was brought to them. Mashche liyadei. So Avlet, knowing that he, as an Akum, if he touches the wine, would cause the wine to become also to Shmuel, so he put away his hand not to drink from it. Amale Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Harei Amru, Yayim Avushal, Eimim Shum Yayin Nesach, that you don't have to worry about Yayin Nesach, and there's no reason for you to not put your hand to touch this wine. From here we see, not like we just said in the name of Rashi, that you're allowed to l'chatchila drink wine that's mavushal. However, there are some mefarshim that say, from here we need to, on the other hand, for it to be considered yai mavushal and allow an akum to touch it, the akum has to be aware that it was mavushal. Furthermore, we're going to learn a Gemara later in our perek, and the Rambam passes this way, that a Yisrael is not allowed to sit together with an Akum just to drink wine. So the question is, how could Shmuel and Avlet, how could Shmuel drink wine when Avlet was there? So some explain that Shmuel wasn't drinking it together with Avleit. Only Shmuel was drinking the wine, not Avleit. Others explain that Shmuel wasn't sitting there alone. Shmuel was sitting there with other people, and therefore the halacha is that if most of the group sitting there are Yisraelim, this din doesn't apply. Whereas others want to say, which is a question which we'll discuss later in our perek, if this halacha apply, why would be the halacha when it's mechtza mechtza, when it's exactly equal amount of Jews and Akum, does the din that you're not allowed to drink together with an Akum still apply under those circumstances? And they want to bring a raya from our Gemara that mechtza mechtza, when it's exactly 50-50, the halacha is you're allowed to drink wine together with an Akum. Says the Gemara, the maid of Rav Chiya had cooked wine that became uncovered. Asked Rav Chiya, and she asked the question of Rav Chiya if you're allowed to drink it. Amru yaim vushal emba mishum giloi, and you need not be concerned. Says the Gemara, shamidar of Adbar have iglay lechamra maziga. There was wine that was diluted, that was left uncovered, and it got amalei. So if Adbar Hava said to him, Hari Amru, Chazal said, Yai Mazug Emeshim Gilui, you have nothing to worry about. Amr Rapapa, Hava says Rapapa, Loya Moran, El de Mazug Tuva. When does this din apply that there is no concern of Gilui by wine that's diluted? Only when it was diluted well. Aval Mazug Velay Mazug, if it's not really diluted well, Shasi, then the snake will drink from that wine. Asked Gemara, "Umozik v'loy mozik mishasi." Is that true that if it's not diluted that well, the snake will drink from it? Rav Bar Huna avakaz ba'arba. Rav Bar Huna was once traveling in a boat. V'avenaket chamer ba'hadei, and he had wine with him. V'chazi leuchavri the tsar v'asi. He saw a snake that was coming towards the wine. Omle l'sham, right? So he told his assistant, "Same in the day." Make the wine unappealing to the snake. What should you do? Shaka kalimaya. He took a little water, shadabe, and he poured it into the wine. Vasala chure, and the snake immediately retreated. So we see here that even partially diluted, the snake won't drink. Answers the Gemara. Achaya on undiluted wine, masa nafshei, the snake will do anything to be able to drink from it. A maziga, if it's somewhat diluted and it's concerned that it's going to be caught by the person, loy masa nafshei, it won't risk its life. Ask the Gemara, va maziga loy masa nafshei, is that true? For Rabbi Yohanan, I have a beich puri. Rabbi Yohanan was by beich puri. Varmalei beich hedja have a beich puri. Have yasvi v'kavishos v'chamer maziga. They were drinking diluted wine. Poshlu chamer b'kuba, and there was some wine left in the barrel. V'tzrinah b'perkos, so they put on a piece of cloth on top of the barrel. V'chazi l'chu chivya, and then they saw a snake. The shokel maya v'ram b'kuba, it put mortar in its mouth, in the mouth of the snake, spitting it into the barrel. Adamal b'kuba, like that the barrel got full of the water and the wine floated. V'sol chamer l'v pardon k'vishasi, and the wine floated to the top and poured out of the barrel, and the snake drank that wine. So you see that even though it's diluted, the snake drinks it. Answers the Gemara Amri. The Mazik Iyu, wine that is diluted with its water that the snake itself brought, Shasi, it will drink. The Mazik Achrina, but if it's diluted by others, Loi Shasi, it won't drink. However, says the Gemara, Amr of Ashi Yitayra Meshasha, Prukala Sakanta, no one could take nobody could take that risk, and the halacha is, as we discussed earlier, whenever there's a question of Shmat Oidl Nafshe Seichem, we have to take a very strict approach and not drink that wine. Amarova, Hilchasa, Yayim Mozuk, Yeshmer Shem Gilui, diluted wine, there is a concern of Gilui, Yeshmer Shem Yayim Nesach, and the concern of Yayim Nesach is there. Yayim Avoshel, whereas if it's Yayim Avoshel, says the Gemara, Shamed Rav Chilki Batovi, the assistant of Chilki Batovi, Igla Ahu Kis the Maya. There was a barrel of water that became uncovered. Vavanaim Gabon, he was sleeping next to it. Oslo Kamed Rav Chilki Batovi. And now he came and asked a question about Chilki Batovi. is that water now prohibited because of a concern of gilui? Amalei, so he responded, Hare Amru, Amos Yashin Aleim, if the person is sleeping, the snake is scared off, and therefore there is no concern of gilui. However, says the Gemara, Hanimili be mum, it's only by day where the snake is concerned that the person is going to wake up any moment. Ab Belaila, at night, Loi, there is a concern, there the concern is much greater. The snake is not worried that the person is going to wake up, and there is a concern of gilui. However, says the Maravalahi, this is not the halacha. The halacha is Lashna b'imam v'lashna b'layla, whether by day or by night. Amos Yashin Aleim Lo Yamrinan, if the snake sees the person sleeping, he remains unconcerned, and therefore there is a concern of gilui if the person watching the liquid is sleeping. Says the Gemara, Rav lo shasim b'remo, Rav would not drink water from the home of an Armenian. Amrilai zahir b'gilui, they're not concerned about gilui. Mibeya malta, but from the home of a Jewish widow, shasi, he would drink. Why? Ama sircha de gavra nikita. She's used to, from when her husband was alive, to be careful not to leave liquids uncovered. Shmuel, on the other hand, le shasil mai mibeya malta, he would not drink water from the home of a Jewish widow. Amr Leslie Amsa de Gavra, she has no husband that making sure that she acts properly. And therefore we have to be concerned that she doesn't cover the water and the snakes could drink from it. She did drink from the Be'amor, because even though they're not concerned about Gilui, they're concerned about hygiene and they make sure not to leave them uncovered. And in fact, Ramosh and the Chuvis relies on this concept for kashering, that we know that a vessel before it's kashered has to be clean. He says we could rely that the Akum clean their vessels. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Rav Lashosimai from Be'amor. Rav would not drink wine from the Be'amor. Amal Toshosi, but from the home of a widow, since she's accustomed from her husband, he would drink. Shmuel, Lashosimaya, Laibibaya Amalov, Laibimaralta. Shmuel wouldn't drink wine from either of them. Amr Bishuman Levi, Sholosh Yenusheim. There are three types of wine, Vema Mishum Gilui, that there is no concern of Gilui by them. Velahein, Chad, sharp wine. Mar, bitter wine. Mosuk, sweet wine. Chad, what is Chad? Til Harifa. It's so sharp, the Matrizika. It ruins the leather flasks in which they kept them because they're so sharp. Mar, bitter wine, is Yarnica. It's an inferior kind of wine. Mosuk is Chulia. It's made by from grapes that are on top of the tree that are ripe and very sweet and create a very inferior type of wine. However, says the Gemara, Rechama Masnaluluya, he says that there's no concern about Gili by these wines, not because they were of inferior quality, on the contrary, because they're superior quality. Chad, what a sharp wine, Chama Pepelin, wine that's mixed with wine and peppers. Mar is Abstinen, and Mosik is Meborg. All of these are high quality wine. Amr Shemel Lokish, Karyona, Ema Mishum Gili. Asked him a microyana, Amravua, Chamra Chalya da Asim Asya. Very sweet wine that came from Asya. Amrav, however, in Asya, Yesh by Mishin Gili. There would be a concern of Gili. My Tama Chamamadinuhu. Since that's commonly drunk in Asya, that's the wine that even the snakes are accustomed to. Amrava, Hai Chamra de Ikrim. Wine that became sour, but not yet, it's not yet vinegar. At Tlosa Yaman, until 3 days from when it started turning sour, Yesh b'mishum Gilui b'mishum Yayin Nesach, there's a concern of Gilui and Yayin Nesach on that wine. B'kan ve'elach, afterwards, Eim b'mishum Gilui, there's no concern of Gilui, Ve'im b'mishum Yayin Nesach. It's already too sour that we should have a concern. U'menado Amri, afilu l'bosa Tlosa Yaman, even after 3 days, Cheshina Mishum Gilui. We have to be concerned, as we learned earlier, it's a situation of Sakana, and therefore we have to be very concerned. My Tama, Mzimin Mikrishasi. Sometimes that's the only wine available to it, and the snake will drink from it, and we have to be concerned. Tana Bonin, Yain Toysis. Fermenting wine, Dalochi is, ain by mishum gilui. There is no concern of gilui. The kamatif sasai, how long does the fermentation take regarding this halacha? Says the Gemara, shloshi yomim. For the first 3 days that it's fermenting, the snakes stay away. Hashachlayim, water or wine that's mixed with cress, ain by mishum gilui. However, ubnei goyla nagman issa, because sometimes snakes drink from it. V'loy maron el delos ba chala, when there is no vinegar. Avel ispa chala migra behu, way Rashi explains, certainly the snake will not drink from it. Tosus Rid learns just the opposite, that if it has vinegar, it will be more likely to drink from it. Kuta chabavli was a dip made out of moldy bread and whey. Again, however, says the Gemara, b'nei goyla naga b'isser, because the snake may drink from it. Aram nashe, e ispe nikuri, if we see that it has bites in it, then certainly cheshinan, we have to be concerned and be machmer. Aram chibar ashi aram shmul, may tif tif, if water is dripping down, there is no concern for gilui. So Rashi explains that's referring to the bottom barrel. You have one barrel on top of another barrel, and the water on the bottom barrel, we don't have to be concerned that the snake will drink from it, because the dripping sound will repel it. But according to this explanation, if the water in the upper barrel is uncovered, we have to be concerned, because the water in the upper barrel is there's nothing keeping the snake away from it. However, other mefarshim explain that since regarding these two barrels, there is this dripping sound, the dripping sound repels the snakes from both the upper barrel and lower barrel. However, says Rav Ashi, for who the other tif lahadi tif tif, that is constantly dripping with no time in between. Amav chibar Ashi amashmul, pi te'ena, the mouth of a fig, ema mishum gilui, there is no concern. Where the fig is taken off from the tree by that stem, even though there's a hole and there's moisture there, we don't have to be concerned that a snake injected its venom there. Kaman, according to who is this? Says Markai Tanya, the Tanya, Reb Elezer Omer, Oichel Adam Anovim V'Te'enim B'Laila, a person may eat grapes or figs at night, V'Enechoshim Mishum Shneim Mishayim P'Soyim Hashem. So here the Gemara is teaching us that under certain circumstances we can rely on Shem P'Soyim Hashem. However, the Paiskim discuss, firstly, Shaymer P'soyim B'Shem is only in a situation where the person's a pesi, he's a fool. Somebody who's smart should avoid any of these problems. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say we could only rely on Shaymer P'soyim B'Shem when there is no real roiv, there is no strong evidence that there's a problem. But if there's an evidence that there's a problem, we can't rely on Shaymer P'soyim B'Shem. And thirdly, we can only rely on Shem P'soyim Hashem when we have no option. As I explained a moment ago, the stem of this fig that's taken off the tree, there's going to be moisture there. So I'm never going to be able to really know, is the moisture just from the fruit, or is the moisture from venom? But in a case where we can avoid a problem, for example, covering liquids, we shouldn't rely on Shem P'soyim Hashem. And the Paiskim use these concepts that we just articulated regarding the question if someone is allowed to smoke. Can we rely on Shem P'soyim Hashem? And given what we just explained, we certainly, and the Paiskim take this approach of the Tzitz Eliezer and the Shevet Alevi and the Chuvas Van Hoggis, all of them say that we can't rely on Shem P'soyim Hashem in a situation which we don't have to smoke. And number two, there's enough medical evidence that smoking is dangerous, that there we can't rely on Shem P'soyim Hashem. There are three types of snake venom. Shabochor, the snake venom of a young person, shokeya, sinks to the bottom. Shabainini, of a middle-aged snake, mefapeya, it stays in the middle. Shazokain, of an old one, sof, it floats to the top. Ask the Gemara, lememr, the kam, the kochosh, Kachish Chelig, does mean as the snake gets older, it's weaker. V'tanya, Shloshe Kozman Shemaskinim Gvura Mitaisefes Behem. Three as they get older, they get stronger. Elam dog, nachash, chazir, a fish, a snake, and a pig. And says the Gemara, koicha sufet kamarsef. It does get stronger. However, zihire, its venom, kolish, gets weaker. Torah Tumima, Rebaruch Tam, both say that's pshat what the Gemara says. Tamut chacham she'ena is supposed to be noikin v'noikir kenochish. He's supposed to be like a snake. What does it mean? Just like we learn now in our Gemara, that a snake, as it gets older, it gets its venom diminishes in potency. So too a Talmud Chacham, even if he has somewhat of a temper, as he gets older and he gets more mature, it weakens. Shabbat Shekela Mai Hilchasa. Why do we need to know that the snake venom of a young snake sinks to the bottom? Says Mother Tanya. Chavish in the Skala, if you have a barrel that was left open, even if 9 people drank from it and nothing happened to them, 10th person shouldn't drink from it. And in fact, there was a situation, 9 people drank and nothing happened to them, and the 10th person drank, umesi died, because there was obviously young snake venom that had gone to the bottom. Amar Biyomya, Zeshakeya is from the snake venom that came to the bottom. Became aftir shnas galsud, similarly a melon that was left uncovered. Abish ochlem and a tishu b'nei odom v'lo meisu, even if 9 people ate from it and nothing happened to them, lo yochlem and a sirah. Maisa oya, and in fact it was such an incident, v'ochlem and a tishu v'lo meisu, v'ochlem a sirah v'meis, Amr Rebbe, again, Zeshakeya was the snake venom that sunk to the bottom. Tanabon, maim shnas galu, water that becomes uncovered, hareza lo yishpachem b'rishus harabim, should not be poured out into the rishus harabim. V'lo yavetz ben ezabayis, nor should he use it to put down the dust in the house, even though very little water is used. V'lo yigav ben ezatit, nor should he make clay with it. V'lo yeshkemen lo yibahemta, v'lo yibahemz chaveri, he shouldn't give neither his animal or his neighbor's animal to drink from this water. V'lo yichz ben pani yod v'raglav, nor should he use it to wash his hands or feet. A face, a chemer mokum sheyesh sirta, in a place where there's a indentation and the water could collect, it's osur, ain't sirta muta. Ask the Gemara Chayrim Tanakama, what's nachmim between the opinion of Tanakama and a chayrim? And it's the Gemara ikumenai gava yad gava regal. The top of the hand or the top of the foot, furum le da'api, and the cheekbones. In all of these areas, the skin is smooth. So the Chayim would hold that you can use uncovered water. The Rechanakama would say it's Osir. Amamar, lo yashkman lo behemtav lo behemz chaveri. V'tanya mashkel behemz atzmon. You can't give it to your own animal. And says the Gemara, kitanya hi l'shunra. It's talking, you can give it to your cat, since cats are not affected by snake venom. Yachid the chaveri nami. So the same halacha should be that you should give it to your neighbor's cat. And says the Gemara, the chaveri kochish. It'll weaken. And you have no right to weaken your neighbor's cat. Ask the Gemara, the day Nami Kachish, your cat will also weaken. And the Gemara will get weakened, but Hadabari will get better afterwards. Ask the Gemara, the Chavri Nami Hadabari, your friend's cat will also get better eventually. Says the Gemara, Zim the Boil is Vunay. Your friend wants to sell his cat now. Now it's weak, and it needs to get better. And by you giving it this water, you've ruined his opportunity to sell it at the price that he could get at this moment.